me again.
Oh, Sergeant.
We present Eric Sykes in It's a Fair Cop, a story of the relentless war against crime being fought even at this very moment by one of the humblest members of our police forces.
Oh, hello, Sergeant. Mr. Pringle.
Oh, hello, Hutt. How is he? Oh,
just the same. He just lies in bed trying to look like Camille.
We brought him some stuff. Books and that sort of thing.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Well, come out and see him.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much. Yes, well, what did the doctor say?
Oh, fat lot of good he was. Left a bottle of medicine and said take a spoonful after every meal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've taken the dose religiously, but he doesn't seem any better.
Don't you think you should have given it to Eric?
Oh, dear, do you think that's what he meant? Oh, well, I better go down to the chemist and get some more. Well, you go in. He'll be glad to see you, I know.
Right. Come in.
Ah, hello, Sykes.
Hello, Sarge. I'm glad you came. I just want you to know that if I don't pull through, I want you to have my ballpoint pen. And Pringle, lad, come closer. You can have my pin-up picture. There she is, with best wishes, Margaret Rutherford.
Oh, come on now, don't take on like that.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, I think you look very well. But I've seen you for a long time. Just a minute. Have your cheeks always been sunk in like that?
They're not sunk in. I've got classic cheekbones, that's all.
We brought you some books.
Oh, a film magazine.
Yeah. Oh, who's that bint on the cover?
Eh? Oh, yes. Yes, I fancy that.
Oh, very nice, isn't it? Eh? Is that a low-cut dress she's wearing, or am I seeing things?
Both.
Who is she?
It says, lovely Italian star Marabella Poloni.
Ooh, she's my favorite.
Since when?
Since now. That's what I call a woman. That's a woman, that is.
Seeing the way she's dressed, there's not much doubt about that, is there? Well, 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 I never did. I didn't know she was as good-looking as that. I shall look forward to seeing her on Saturday.
Saturday? Has she got a picture on at the Electric Cinema, then?
No. She's coming here.
Here? In my bedroom? Quick, where's my brush and comb? Quick, get me brilliantine.
No, listen, lad, not here. Blossom Hill. She's coming to Blossom Hill.
What for?
Well, she's performing the opening ceremony at the new community centre. Tell the truth, we were hoping you'd be fit for that, you know, because we'll need every man we can get.
And she'll be there, will she? Boy, I'm feeling better already.
Here, steady on. Oh, you'll do yourself a nasty turn.
No, I'm fine. Look, there is a fiddle. Oh.
Right.
Oh.
Right. Stop swinging on the curtain rail. Really feeling better, eh?
Top of the world.
Good. Then you can do your point duty this afternoon.
Just another twinge there. Give me till Saturday and I'll be right as rain.
Well, if you're really not up to your point, Judy, I don't think I'd better call you out on Saturday.
Oh, but...
No. It'll be a long day and I don't want to bring on a relapse.
Oh.
Know. It's all right, lad. I look after the whole thing. Miss Bella Polona included. So you can just stay with... Sykes, what are you doing?
Where's me helmet?
Sykes.
My armband.
Now, just a minute.
Me truncheon, right?
Sykes, where do you think you're going?
I'm going downtown to do my point duty.
Very commendable, lad. Just one thing.
What?
Do you think it's right to do it in your nightshirt?
Tom! Hello, Tom. How's your feet?
Oh, my feet. Oh, don't ask me about my feet.
All right, I won't.
Too late, you have. Oh, they're like balloons. Yeah, big, red, horrible balloons.
Oh, why did you have to start him on it, Sykes?
It's working for the post office what's done it. When I started there 27 years ago, my feet were things of beauty. Like flowers. Beautiful, well-formed they was. People had come from miles round to see him, you know. But look at them now. Here, just look at them now.
Yeah, don't take your boots off in here, Tom.
Mocking's catching, young sight.
Well.
It could happen to you. It's a sad thing for a man to have to sit and watch his feet grow old before their time.
Well, all right, Tom. Been very nice talking to you, lump. Cheerio. Cheerio.
I don't know why he goes on like that. All he does is sit in that ruddy van all day.
Oh, I nearly forgot. Here's your post.
Oh, Tom. Oh, well, we've got quite a bundle here today, then, haven't we? Right, sort them out. What have we got?
Five soap vouchers.
Mm.
Three football coupons. And a circular from a man who will sell us a reconditioned sewing machine for only twice the price of a new one.
No.
No.
There's a letter here
addressed to the station sergeant in charge.
Ah, oh, that's me, lad. That's me. Right, let's see then. Oh, dear.
What's it say, Sarge?
Yeah, read that.
Dear sir or madam. Who's that, then?
Us.
Oh. Which am I?
Oh, never mind. Read on.
If that wicked Italian woman is going to flaunt herself round Blossom Hill, I shall do her a mischief. All the best, a well-wisher.
Yes, what do you think of that, then?
He writes a nice letter, doesn't he?
Well, never mind that. The point is, what are we going to do about it?
I don't know. I suppose we'll just have to give her protection while she's here. Keep him away.
Yes, unless we can track him down first.
Track him down?
Yes, I mean, find out who he is and stop him. Mind you, won't be easy.
I don't see why not. All you've got to do is look up a well-wisher in the phone book.
That's not his name.
Oh. Well, let's see. Wait a bit. This'll be dead easy. Look at this handwriting.
Hmm?
There can't be many people who print like that.
It's typewritten, you great oaf.
Oh.
Any other bright suggestions?
Well, let's see the envelope. Ah, look here. Sarge, there's something here. See the postmark?
Yeah, what about it?
It's Mr. Stamp. If we steam it off, we can use it again.
Oh. Be realistic, lad. Don't you realize this letter constitutes a threat to Miss Bella Paloma's life? Well, we've hardly got to track this fella down or stop him getting to her. It's a big responsibility. Now, what should we do first?
Put the kettle on.
Right, put the kettle... What for?
Well, how else can we steam this stamp on?
Our train should be here in a minute. Now, Sykes, this is a job not to be taken lightly. We have to protect Miss Bella Paloma from what may be a raving maniac. Now, we are her bodyguard.
Oh, and what a smashing body to go. At the first sign of any danger, I'll drag her into a secluded corner.
When you drag her into a secluded corner, that'll be the first sign of any danger.
The train arrives. Platform
doors.
Can't get in. Can't
park. Oh, that'll be hers, then. Here they come. Now, she's been told to look out for us and not to hang about the platform. Super said she was very nervous when he rang her and told her about the letter.
Look, letter. Oh, she must be nervous, wearing a Mae West on a train.
Sykes, she is not wearing a Mae West.
Oh.
Oh, come on, let's go and meet her. Oh. Miss Bella Paloma?
Yes, lads of art. So who are you?
Oh, we are police officers. I'm Sergeant Green. This is PC 6.
Oh, how do you do?
Well, say, how do you do, Sykes?
Oh.
Manners, Sykes.
How long are you going to stay in my room? What's all this protection nonsense?
Well, it's this fellow, you see, madam. I mean, he's going to punch you up.
Oh, that's right. No man frightened me. I remember my first husband. Or was it my fifth?
How many husbands have you had?
Oh, the four of my own and three of someone else's. Anyway, like I say, my first husband, he hates me.
Oh, he threatened you, did he?
He did more. He sent to my room the biggest gangster of all Rome. He had two guns, three stilettos, and a bomb. I pleaded with him. I begged him.
What happened?
He became my fifth husband.
Ah, you've lived a rich, full life. Have you always been in show business?
No. I did not make my first X picture until I was nine.
Nine?
No, well, I was a lead developer.
As a matter of fact, I've always fancied myself in pictures, you know, acting and that. I've been on telly, you know.
You what? You've never.
I have.
You never.
I have. I was behind the goal in the 1957 Cup final.
Was that you, Sykes?
Did you see me? I had a funny hat on.
And a big rattle and a rosette in your...
Yes, that was me.
Well, I never did. You were very good, you know. You made funny faces, didn't you?
That's right. Yes, I did them sort of... I did the cartwheels standing on my head.
Yeah.
I was waving at the camera.
Marvellous.
Did you see the whole game?
Aye.
Who won?
Look, when you two finish discussing your show business career, I'd like for something to eat.
To eat? Oh, yes, of course. I'll get on the phone to room service. Hello? Hello? I'd like to speak to the maitre d' hotel. Oh, hello, Jack. We want some exotic scoff. Yeah, now what's on the menu? Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes? Uh-huh. Fine, fine.
Well, what have they got?
Egg and chips.
Egg and chips. I don't want egg and chips. I want a good meal. Something unusual or something strange.
Well, there's not much stranger than Jack's egg and chips.
Oh, well, I mean, if you want a proper sit-down knife and fork high tea, we'd better go to the Spanish buttery.
Oh, that sounds about it. Do they have a good chef?
Oh, it's Jack. He doubles, you see. But he's got a lot more scope there. They have two gas rings.
Oh, well, I suppose it's better than nothing.
Right, well, Sykes, ring down and tell Pringle to bring the car around, will you? You know, if you're very lucky, Miss Bella Polona, we might persuade Jack to do his speciality for you.
Oh.
Pizza trattiora alla Monte Bellafiore.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. What is it?
Egg and chips.
Oh, then the Spanish buttery. Come on, I'm starving.
Yeah, Pringle, you can't go into the Spanish buttery. You know the rules. Nobody's allowed in unless they're wearing a tie.
Well, I am wearing a tie.
Yeah, but it's holding your trousers up. Now, you stop in, look after the car.
Well, I've come out this side. Otherwise, the other door falls off. Yeah, let me help you down.
Oh, thank you very much, Sergeant.
No, not you. Signorina?
Oh, grazie.
Off to you.
Bonsoir, madame, monsieur.
No, thanks. We'll just have something to eat.
A table for three, eh? This way, please.
Go on, Sykes. Go on. Follow the king penguin.
Here we are. May I have monsieur's coat? Monsieur. Your coat, monsieur.
Eh? What do you want?
Your coat, monsieur.
Now, there's a dart. It'll never fit you. Hang on, you. I'm very deceptive, you know. All the muscles, that's what it is.
Look, he wants to hang it up, Sykes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Monsieur. Here.
Merci, monsieur.
Now then, what about the noche?
Certainly, table d'hôte or à la carte.
Yes. What does that mean, Sarge?
Hmm? Oh, well, table d'hôte means off the hot plate, and à la carte means they bring it round on a trolley.
Well, look, can we have a look at the menu, please? Ah, that's better. Oh, there's plenty to choose from here.
Perhaps you will order for me. Now I wish to go and make up my face.
Stand up, Sykes, stand up.
Are we going?
That's great, my... look at her go, Sykes, eh? What about that for a wiggle?
She's knocking salt cellars from the tables on both sides of the game.
Ah, that dress is a bit tight, isn't it? I bet it makes her feel uncomfortable.
Oh, it has much the same effect on me. Oh, well, back to the menu. What are we going to have, Sarge?
Trouble, I should think. It's all in French. Wait a minute. Don't worry, though. I know how to bluff these lads, you know. What? Waiter.
Monsieur.
Oh, there you are, lad. Yes, well, now, we'll have some of this. A little bit of that and some of this.
Certainly, monsieur. You want roast potatoes, boiled potatoes, and fried potatoes.
Oh, well, yes.
Oh, well, so much for your bluff. Let me have a go. Let's see now. Eeny, meeny, miny. Waiter, we'll have three of these, please, and be quick about it, my good monsieur.
Certainly, monsieur.
Right. They do it in style, don't they? Look at all these knives and forks and... Hello, what are these?
Oh, napkins.
Oh, for customers with babies. Now, isn't that thoughtful?
Oh, Sykes, you're just a burden, lad. That's really hard to me.
Here I am. Have you earned that?
Oh, we picked something out I think you'll enjoy.
Ah, oh, Brian, I'm so much wanted a good meal.
Oh, here it comes. Bit posh, isn't it? Under a big tin lid and all.
Excuse me.
It smells wonderful.
Voila.
Oh. Out of the whole menu, did you have to pick egg and chips?
Well, how was I?
Oh, don't just sit there. Come on, she's getting into the car. Pringle's driving up now.
Oh, look at this.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, please, a moment. What am I to do with these three helpings of egg and chips?
You tell him and I'll have you dismissed from the force. Now, come on.
You know, I'm dead beat. How much longer are we going to go on looking, Sarge?
Till we find them.
Oh.
When I rang the Manchester police, they said the car had been seen in this district.
But hello, Pringle must have driven down this street.
How do you know?
Every second car has got a dent on its offside. I think we're onto something.
Oi,
there he is. Look, over there.
Right, come on.
Yeah, am I glad to see you.
You great twit, driving off like that. Now, where's Miss Bella Paloma?
Oh, she's going to a nightclub.
Nightclub?
Yes. Norman's Naughty Nightery with the 9 Nifty News.
Oh, where's that?
Over there in the cellar of the YMCA.
Oh, you didn't let her go to that place?
Well, it's got a terrible reputation.
I couldn't stop her. She's got a mind of her own.
And a body.
Sykes, get your mind off that lad. Take a tranquilizer. This is serious. Pringle, are you sure she's still in there?
Certain. I'll be watching the door every moment.
Right, Sykes, we shall just have to raid the place.
Oh, marvelous. I've never been on a raid before. How do we approach it? Do we do a Mark Saber or an M squad?
Well, I don't know, lad. You know, I see it more of a Dixon, really, with overtones of Superintendent Lockhart.
Oh, yes.
Still, I mean, we'll take it as it comes, you know. We don't need it. Yeah, synchronize your watches.
Hey, wind them up.
Wind them up, yes. It's exactly 11:51 and 10 seconds. Now, what time have you got?
Same as you. 5 past Mickey Mouse.
You'll have to get another watch, won't you? Right, now, come on.
See you later, Pringle.
Now, don't let on we're police till we get past the dawn.
Right. Here we go.
Evening, gentlemen. Evening.
What a nice fellow, Sergeant.
Oh, shut up. Now then.
Stay with you all, everybody. This is a police raid. They say this is a police. Stay with you all. This is a raid.
Look, I can't hear myself think with that music going on. Go over there and stop it.
Right. Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Liberace.
Have you a request, sir?
Would you mind shutting up?
I beg your pardon.
Stop playing!
I can't do that, sir. I've got to do a null card selection, followed by a potpourri from salad jazz.
Do you know this is a police raid?
I don't think I do, sir. How did it go?
Right. Quick.
What is it, Sarge? Have you found her?
Oh, look, we might as well give up, Sykes. She's not here. We're only making fools of ourselves.
Just a tick, Sergeant. Mm. What's behind that door over there?
Oh, I don't know where.
There. Look, where that fellow's just come out. Looks a right shifty customer. There you are. Look, he's shifted again.
Oh, it's a waiter, I think, that's all. It's probably be the kitchen.
Perhaps he's been hidden in there.
Just might as well try. Right, come on.
Gentlemen.
Oh, there you are.
Well, what are you doing here? Are you all right?
Has this fellow tried to attack you?
No.
Why not? What's wrong with him?
No, you not understand. It is Giuseppe. I was so angry and so upset when I ran away. And now remember, Giuseppe work here and Giuseppe in this in Napoli.
Why, he's got a long trip to work in the morning, hasn't he?
No, Giuseppe, he come from my hometown. So I think, come here, have a good meal and I talk about the old town. Where, Giuseppe?
Si, si, very nice.
Yes, well, you've given us the thread of our lives, I can tell you.
I'm sorry.
Yes, well, if you don't mind, I think we'd better be getting you back to the hotel.
Sure. Okay, I'm ready. But first, I must pay Giuseppe for my lovely meal.
No, no, please, Mara. Have this with me, because I'm so glad to see you. Eh? And anyway, what do you have? Eh? Only egg and chips?
Egg and chips. You're comfortable here now, are you, Miss Belafonte?
Si, thank you. It's a very nice room.
Yes, well, you needn't worry about that letter writer because P.C. Sykes will be on duty out in the hall all night.
Oh, that's good. Arrivederci, Sergeant.
Yes, good night, miss. All right, then, Sykes.
I'll see you in the morning, Sarge.
All right. Now, remember, this is a responsible job. So keep alive, keep alert, keep awake. Night.
Night. Keep alive, keep alert. Keep awake. Keep alive. Keep alert. Keep awake. Keep alive. Keep alert. Keep awake. Keep alive. Keep alert. Hello, what's that?
Where is Melody?
Oh, no.
Melody.
Look, what are you doing here?
I've come to read the gas meter.
What for?
Well, the library's closed, and I always like to read something before I go to bed.
Look, if you want to read, you ought to carry a book around with you.
I did once, but they bulged my pockets.
Have you ever tried a paperback?
No. I once tried a cardboard front when my shirt didn't come back from the laundry.
Cardboard front?
Yes. What do you call them?
Dickie.
How did you know my name?
Is that your name, then?
No, my name is Shrouded in Secrecy.
Really?
Yes, silly name, isn't it? Jim Shrouded in Secrecy. It's French, you know.
What is?
The Eiffel Tower.
Mr. Secrecy, that's neither here nor there.
It may not be here, but it's certainly that.
Where?
New York.
What is?
The Statue of Liberty.
What's the Statue of Liberty got to do with the Eiffel Tower?
I don't know. What has the Statue of Liberty got to do with the Eiffel Tower?
Well, I don't know.
Then why do you ask riddles if you don't know the answer? You're a very odd man.
Am I?
Hmm. Can you hold an intelligent conversation?
Of course.
Well, hold this one. I've got to get home and read my gas meter. Good night.
Are you up, Miss Belafonte? Wakey, wakey. Wakey,
wakey. See, I'm all
dressed
and
ready. Oh. Well,
Hello. You like my dress? Well, what do you like it or not?
Well, it's hard to say, really. There's not enough of it to judge, is there?
Oh, you think it shows too much leg? I pull it down a little, yes.
No. Oh, that was a very nasty moment. Tell me, will you... Will you be wearing... anything else?
You think I need something else?
Well, let me put it this way. I thought you were opening the Civic Center, not riding round on a horse to get the income tax cut. Still, I suppose you know best.
Si. Are we ready to leave?
Oh, not yet, no. The sergeant and Pringle will be here with the car in an hour.
An hour to wait? Well,
What shall we do to pass the time? Hmm?
Well, we could play consequences.
Oh, come now. Surely we can find something better to do. After all, I'm a woman and you're a man.
Oh. Well, we've got nothing in common, really, then, have we?
Oh, come along. Sit down beside me and we will try to find something.
Oh, all right. Righto.
That's the best, huh?
Well, now. Hey, what's the smell?
That's my perfume.
Oh, it pongs a bit, doesn't it?
It's a very exclusive. I played 12 guineas, a bottle no bigger than a thimble.
Oh, you've been gypped, you are. Patty gets a gallon jar of her sent for 3 and 9. Very potent stuff it is, too. It's useful for stripping paint as well.
Oh, but this is special. It's a called bachamel.
Really? Makes your eyes water, doesn't it?
In Italian, bachamel means... kiss me.
Oh. Seen the papers this morning?
Kiss me.
Seems to be having a little trouble in China.
Kiss me.
Well, this fellow wants to be president or something.
Kiss me.
Oh, righto, then. All right. Well, anyway, this fellow wants to be president.
Oh, magnifico, bellissimo. Oh, where did you learn to kiss her like that?
Well, in school, as a matter of fact.
What sort of school do you go to?
Dock Street Junior Council School. But we used to have to suck our milk up through bent straws.
This is so good. Now, kiss for you.
Stop it. Hang on, stop.
What's the matter?
I wasn't sitting comfortably. Right. Now, we'll begin. And...
well, there she goes. She's away. That's a good day's work. Well done.
Why, you're not kidding. Especially this morning.
Oh, stop going on about that, will you?
She kissed me.
We know. We know. You've told us 27 times. You refuse to wash your face, and there's so much lipstick and guff on it, you look like a Cherokee Indian. Will you stop harping?
Well... You're only jealous.
I am not jealous. As far as I'm concerned, she's been merely a job of work to me.
What?
Yes, and that's all she should have been to you. Our instructions were merely to protect her, so don't go making a big thing about it.
Well...
let's face it, you wouldn't even have met her at all if it hadn't been for that anonymous letter.
Aye. I've got a letter to thank that letter for. And I'll tell you this for nothing.
What?
I'm blooming glad I wrote it.
Sight!
Oh.